Welcome to Prayer 4.0 with Pastor Paulette Bourne. Persevering prayer. So what is persevering prayers? Persevering prayer is prayer that you're holding on and never giving up. Even when the odds are stacked against you, you may not even feel like it. You might face opposition, but you have made up in your mind that there is no giving up, there is no retreat, and there is no surrender. Perseverance is a mark of faith which requires patience. So what does perseverance in prayer look like? Persevering in prayer waits for the answer. Luke chapter 18 verse 1 to 8. This is a story where we find the widow who kept going to the unjust judge, who neither feared God nor cared about man. The judge refused to give her justice. However, it was her perseverance that eventually won him over. It was her patience in going time after time, and the judge did not want her to weary him. After the woman refused to stop going to the judge, he eventually said, "I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming." He knew that this widow would not stop coming. She would not stop persevering, and he did not want that. That is how God wants his children to persevere in prayer. But far too often, that's not what happened. We pray just long enough to say we have prayed. Jesus in turn said, listen to what the unjust judge said. "I will not do that and more for my children who persevere in prayers, those crying out to me day and night. Will God put you off and not answer when you have been persevering?" Persevering prayers are methodical. The widow had a need, and she was not just going to walk away without that concern being met. So she was meticulous in continuing to go to the judge until she had not just an answer, but a favorable one. Persevering prayer is not just concern about praying, but it is also persevering to get a favorable outcome. Persevering prayer is unyielding. It never gives up. Genesis chapter 32 verses 24 to 28. Jacob was left alone, and the Bible said a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of his hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man told Jacob to let him go. Jacob responded, "I will not let go unless you bless me." Jacob's name was changed from trickster to Israel, to many nations, because he wrestled with God and with man, and he overcame. Persevering prayers are prayers that are willing to wrestle or struggle and to secure the win. Persevering prayers are insistent. They continually repeat, and they are not rebuffed by opposition or failure. Mark chapter 10 verses 46 to 52. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was about to pass through, and he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. However, that did not deter him. He shouted the more. Jesus caught his perseverance, his incessant cry, and called for him at once. And he was in the presence of God, and Jesus asked him a very important question. "What do you want me to do for you?" And he gave him a straight up answer. "I want to see." "Go," Jesus said, "your faith has healed you." And immediately he received his sight. Bartimaeus didn't allow no one to stop him from shouting. He was very determined in persevering to receive his sight. Persevering prayers are focused. They are prayers that are concentrated on the object of prayer. Matthew chapter 15 verses 22 through 28. This Canaanite woman daughter was suffering from a demon possession, and she was asking for Jesus to have mercy on her daughter. However, as she cried, Jesus didn't answer. That didn't deter her. Instead, she persevered and kept crying. And she got her response from Jesus. However, it wasn't a favorable one that she wanted. Jesus said, "It's not right to give the children bread to the dog." Some persons would have just given up at that time. However, this woman continued. She said, "Truth, Lord." She agreed with Jesus and then responded, "But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." And Jesus answered her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Her perseverance had paid off. Big time. Persevering prayers are constant. They never take no for an answer. It really endures. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open." What a lot of persons fail to realize is that effective praying is like running a marathon and not a sprint. Endurance is the key. In our text, there is a condition to the promise of asking, seeking, and knocking. That condition is believing in perseverance. The Greek translation say this: ask, keep on asking. Seek, keep on seeking. Knock, keep on knocking. It's not a one-time asking, seeking, or knocking. And oftentimes, we don't receive the answer for what we're asking, seeking, or knocking, simply because the condition of perseverance is just not met. To persevere in prayer, it takes commitment, it takes discipline, it takes self-sacrifice. George Miller prayed for his friend for 50 years for their salvation. He was committed. And if you are to see the full manifestation of what you're asking, seeking, and knocking for, you must be persistent. You must learn to endure and persevere. Isaiah chapter 62, verses 6 to 7. "You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silence and give him no rest till he establish, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth." Perseverance in prayer will transform your life. And when you continue to persevere in prayer, God take notice. He's not an unjust judge, and he's not an unjust father, and he's not an unjust God. His desire is to see you persevere in prayer and to secure the win for yourself.